it up, you can see. So you say something small.
Okay, my name is Udong Ivan from Archangel Michael Orthodox Secondary School. We are answering a question, and it reads, education is, how is education important to you and your family? Our first answer was, education give us job. Now, if you study, you can become a doctor and a teacher. So many jobs you can be able to get it. Secondly was, education improves the, education is improve our standard of living. After studying, you can get job, prevent some poor life, like you can become somebody who can buy cars. Now you improve, will be able to improve your standard of living. Thirdly, education helps us to fight against illiteracy. I can, through education, I can write letters to communicate to you, my friends who are in America. Fourthly, education prevents early marriages among people. Through education, you will be able to know and protect yourself against early pregnancy. Fourthly, education creates friends. Through education, now like we were in Uganda, we are creating friends with those who are in America through writing letters. Education help you to be respected and so good in exemplary to the community. Therefore, this is the end of our discussion. Thank you.
Anyone else want to add anything? Anything you want to say about education to your friends in America?
I call Peter Brown Kisembo from Archangel of Michael or Secondary School. And I want to add one answer, that education make one to meet his or her future career. Like in future, when you are educated, you'll make your dream to become true. That is it.
Education can make our family to benefit from me by giving them basic need they want. Education can make me to know some other country.
Can you say your name?
Ali Musande Jackie.
I'm a child, Brenda Okelo. The question reads, what has been the most challenging parts in getting an education? Our first point is political instability, especially in northern Uganda. During some years back, some schools have been closed and some people were like to go to the urban centers in order to get a good education that was not affordable for some poor community to afford it in northern Uganda. And the second one is bullying in school. It was like I joined Senior One in 2015, whereby some big girls and boys were bullying us seriously. That made some of us to astray, go and leave the schools. And the next one is financial problems. Sometimes my parents run short of money, which make me not to come sometime help to school, and we could go and make some farming practices in our community in order to bring me back to school. And another one is forced marriage. You will find that in most cases, students, especially girls, are being forced to get married with big men, which make some of the girls in northern Uganda here to feel like even if they don't study, they would not even they don't go to school, they would not even get better education because they are forcing them day and night to get married with big men. It is like ignorance which are forcefully getting some of northern Uganda here to get some challenge in their education, like we in northern Uganda here, we are getting some problem which our people are ignorant of about study, and this could make some of the people have wrong information creating to the community members about the school and even studies at large. Family background also a problem to our society. Like it's like some people from here they come from a poor family, which make them not to concentrate in school. That is the challenge part that we are facing, and we are also getting in education. Again, it is child neglect. Children have been neglected day and night, which forced some of them not to come to school, like they are giving them hard work to do at home. Corruption in some schools. It is also like some administrators in some schools, they are doing corruption, which make the teachers from that schools to get annoyed and even refuse to give knowledge to the students. Disabilities which are growing, like for in case it is coming up due to the use of family planning, which some of the children, they are coming up with no eyes, some of them they are having no hands, and among others due to the effects of family planning, which they are bringing it up to northern Uganda nowadays. Orphanage of the children due to the influence of the diseases and some of the conflict among the tribes in northern Uganda are bringing also a big challenge in education part. That is the only thing I have prepared for you now. Thank you for listening. I'm Achai Brenda Kuelo from Archangel Michael Orthodox Secondary School. Thank you.
Anybody else? She said everything?
My name is Okelo Vincent, a member of Group 3, and the question given to us is, what are your hopes and dreams for the future? One, my dream is to become a great politician. When I grow up and become a great politician, my hope is like having or creating a peaceful environment or space whereby everybody will stay free from violence. The next thing is to be a lawyer. When you are a lawyer, I will make sure that true justice is being promoted, whereby everybody will have freedom of speech and movement. My next dream is to be like a good footballer. When I'm like a good footballer, my hopes is to promote my talents and encourage the young youth and my friends, of whom were like having inborn talents, to also promote their talents. My dream is like to be a doctor. It is time and again that our parents and friends dying in the hospital. And when I am to be like a doctor, I will help and save those ones from the condition that like, they are like suffering from. The dreams are like to be an accountant. When I'm an accountant, my hopes are to prevent the embezzlement of public funds, whereby many officials tend to like take what the community fund for their own benefits. The dreams that I am wishing to be is to be a businessman. When I'm a businessman, my hopes is to like have an self-reliance life, whereby I will be in position not to depend on my parents for food, housing and clothing. My dreams is to be a good journalist. When I'm a good journalist in future, I hope to collect data and give information to the entire population of the country. So dear listeners, this comes to our end of what a discussion with the group 30 members. I therefore invite any of my members to come and continue from where I have stopped.
My name is Sophia Phillips. Our question is, what are your hopes and dreams? The following are our dreams: to become a great politician. To become a great politician, I will be able to make an African country a peaceful country, a peaceful state of actually sharing the leadership, not like taking long in leadership. Currently, African countries are facing a number of challenges in leadership. You'll find that one person may rule for over 40 years, of which is not good. Our second dream is to become a lawyer. Being a lawyer, I'm going to avoid injustices or commercialized justice. I'm going to work hard to avoid that. Our second dream is to become an engineer. Being an engineer, I'll make proper building in the country and avoid using other companies only. We have to also use other companies in Africans. Being a doctor, my dream to become a doctor, I will be able to solve people's problems. Nowadays, patients are suffering in many hospitals with few doctors. I will be able to serve as much as I could, simply because to make the life and save the life of people. My dream is to become a pastor or a bishop. Therefore, I will be ready to serve the community, to make a holy place, to make people, to influence more people into Christianity. As we all know that Christianity is good for the growth of young children and the entire community at large. And our dream is also to become an accountant. Being an accountant, I will be able to stop embezzlement on public funds to making what individual gains. We have to use the public fund productively. I'm going to avoid that. And also my dreams to become a teacher. Being a teacher, I'm going to promote a number of first graders in schools. Not only first graders, promoting moral children and make them for a better future. Our second dream, our other dreams of becoming a pilot, I'm going to make it to the fullest. And also to being a policeman. Actually, our dreams of becoming a policeman is to promote proper law and order in this institution, in this state, Uganda. We need to maintain justice. We have to avoid other immoral acts in Uganda. Being a policeman, I will be able to avoid all those immoral acts. Our dreams of becoming a businessman, actually, I'm going to make the country to progress by generating tax to the government. And my dreams of becoming a driver, I will make it and control and try to avoid all the road accidents. My dreams of becoming a president. Being the president of this state, I will be able to actually make a age limit. Actually, many people should rule. Like, for instance, in the United States of America. And also, my dreams of becoming a journalist. Actually, I will be able to make proper information to the entire worlds at large, making the right information. And the following are our hopes. Hope of having a peaceful environment and a state. Hope of making a true justice. For instance, you are a lawyer. Hope of promoting talents. For instance, you are a teacher. Hope of saving community in positive ways. For instance, you are a pastor or a bishop or other religious leaders. Saving the house of the God, that is also the work of the religious leaders. Fighting ignorance among the peoples. For instance, you are a teacher. collecting the data and giving the right information to the entire population. For instance, you are a journalist. Thank you for listening to me.
Nice job. Anybody else?
No.
Okay.
I am Colonel Isaac. These are some of the discussions that the group four members have decided to discuss. The question reads, where will you see yourself after 5 years, 10 or 20 years? I am still for my O-level studies, and after sitting for senior four, I will go for A-level, and after completing my A-level, I will go for university. I want to be someone who is graduated. After my studies, as they said, hard work pays. I would like to be someone respected in my community, if God allows. As they said, it is through education that a child of a peasant farmer can become a president. I am a God-fearing person. I would like to be helping the elders, the needy, and the disabled people after completing my studies and having some job to do which can help me to help those people. Our discussion we have decided to come out with.
Anybody else?
No.
Where do you see yourself in 10 years?
In 10 years.
Will you still be an Archangel Michael?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Ready.
My name is Udon Samson Giseka, a student of Archangel Michael Orthodox Secondary School. I would like to add on the second question, which reads, the problem facing community and our country. Here we have shortage of drug. In our country, we'll find that there are shortage of drug, of which when you go to the hospital, you may not be given the required drug for your sickness, and you may find that a person may die of that sickness. Thank you.
Okay. I am Olara Andrew. I am a student of Archangel. I want to add more about the problem facing the community and the country and employment opportunity to the people because of the high level of education. We lead to few jobs to the countries. Thank you.
Hi, Bowman Ronald Bob. I want to add more on the question number two, which is a problem facing our country and the community. One is deforestation. Here you find that people are over cutting down trees, which is leading to changes in climate. I don't have more to say. Thank you.
Finish.
That's it.
Yes. My name is Jock William, the student of Archangel Michael Orthodox Secondary School. I'm the holding the position of the speakership in this school, whereby the office of the speakership help to inform all the entire fraternity of the school about more knowledge and how to study. So my message to you, the people in America, that all the students have to be in the school, inquire, endeavor at least yourself to make your learning be the best one. Set your goals. What you want to achieve in future, stay at school. Don't be in fear with other offense. Make sure that always if you're at school, you concentrate in the class. Be punctual, respect your teachers while in the class. Endeavor yourself also to know more about other countries, not only focusing on the same countries that you're living. As like for us, the Northern Uganda here, we are in East Africa, we always do our things. We make sure that we know more about the other countries, all the entire world, and we also make sure that lives go on in future very well. And my own goals that I'm dreaming at, that I want to be at least somebody who can be respectful in my community in future. That is why I'm here at school. My name still remains Ojok William. I'm the speaker of this school. Thank you very much.
My name is Ogwang Ambrose, the head boy of the school. My message to you, the student of USA, we, the Africans, we are facing some difficult problem. So we want all the connection that you have come up with, that we have to excel through the connection that you have made out of. So with this, I want to say that always do not forget about us. We will not forget about you. Through connection, we will go on. Through God, we put in place. Thanks.
My name is Akelo Proskovia, the head of library in this school. My advice goes to you like this. All of that, everything has been done by God. I know, because I'm now very glad for what you have done for me. Then the other things I want to give you, that you should control yourself and also be in the spirit of God. Because in the book of Mark say that everyone who come on us is going to be deceived in the world of God. And also everyone who be as a child of God and be near as a child, he or she can enter in the kingdom of God as the child enter in the pill. And also, this also you can. I want to know more if how was the education in America is running. And also, how was the technique and their science has been improved. Because in the Ugandas, we have more, but it's not more, but it is not improvable. And also, we want to know, I want to request all that you can come and teach us for more how to conduct the techniques of the science and construction and doing other things. Thank you for listening. May God bless you all abundantly.
Very good.
Yes. Who's going first? You.
My name is Okoro William, the general director of the school in Achenjo Michael Orthodox Secondary School. We the Africans, for very many long times, we have been facing problems. And I hope from there you have been watching very many movies. And also, we have been facing about the rebels. So our problem is now, we are now watching your movies and we are trying to combine from our side there. And there is a mass difference. So pertaining to my side, from home is not something very easy, but we are trying to catch up with education so that we at least be something grateful in the future. So, pertaining my side, my aims is to be a doctor in the nearby future, but due to inadequate money for school fees, I'm still predicting if I'm going to make it, but with God, everything is possible. There is a saying, we say, God first and any other's business later. So we are still struggling as a student of Archangel, and we are proud to our teachers who are trying to connect us with you, the student of America. So if there is something, I'm still repeating, our teachers are the ones who are going to help us, and the way they are doing, I'm still appreciated for them. And also I pray that they continue with that spirit so that next time, if we are going to communicate again through letters, we at least communicate about something grateful and something which can change the student of Archangel to become at least someone like that also. Dear student of America, I'm still Okoro William in this school. And I pray, if at least from there you have something which can promote us from this level up to another level, well and good. And pray with wisdom, everything possible. And our motto still remains, with wisdom, we excel. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I am called Adong Nancy. I'm the eighth girl of the school, and that is Achenjo Michael Orthodox Secondary School. My advice is to you, the U.S. students, that for the girls, do not fall in early sex, because it will destroy your reproductive system. And the next thing is, you have to concentrate so that you achieve your dream in the future. Thank you very much.
This way.
Thank you so much. I'm so called Abidah Oscar. I'm the general secretary of the school. These are my appeal to you. For us here in Northern Uganda, we are a school, but really something which is greatly affected our education. It has affected our education in last 25 years ago, whereby we had a war in Northern Uganda, whereby it has affected most of the schools, and most of the schools were closed, and it has also caused harm to some people. Therefore, this is my humble appeal to you. Provide some support also to us in Northern Uganda, as also us who are in Northern Uganda, we shall also be also maybe thanking what you will be providing to us. And at the same time, it is also a thanks from God. And also, this is a message to you. Always stay at school, stay focused, and be confident on everything that you will be saying. Therefore, I beg to end here. Thank you.
My name is Sabine Brenda Priska. I'm in senior third class. I am a head of furniture prefix. I am a student of Archangel Michael Orthodox Secondary School. What I want to say is, first, I want to send my message to those students of America. I want to ask them, what is the meaning of grade 9 and 10? I don't know the meaning, because from here we used to say we are a senior. We used to say it's the secondary, not the grade. Now, what is the meaning of the grade? And from my side, I am a poor person. From here, during our holidays, we used to dig, tell our parents, and I don't know from them if they also dig, I don't know. So I don't have much to say. I want to greet my friend Hibia so much. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'm Achai Brenda Okelo, the information prefix of the school. So what I want to say is, dear my friends who are in America, don't be like having bad peer group which can bring problem anytime, because have a group like discussion group in your school, like having you do good thing in your leisure time that will keep you at school. Endeavor to respect your parents. Whenever they say anything to you, just do it. Don't abscond the work at school and even at home. That is the only advice I want to put across to you, my friends who are in America. Stay tuned, for even we are going to communicate every day. And my next thing is, I want to send my greetings to my friend Sophia Satamash. Thank you. Stay.
My name is Ram Pamela Peace. Dear my brothers and sisters who are in America, I struggle for our life. So what my advice to you is, let us concentrate to give the benefit to our parents who have struggled for our life in the future. So what I can give you, let us concentrate. I say this for God and my country. Thanks.
Thank you very much. My name is Achan Elizabeth, the religious prefix of Archangel Michael Orthodox Secondary School. My dear friends of USA, I would like to send this word to you. Here in Northern Uganda, you know, our Northern Uganda were being disturbed by Hillary. So in our education is still down. And for that, they are still continuing. Our dear listening there, there. The students of Northern Uganda, they are still educating because they are now down of, because they are now being disturbed. So our dear listener there, I would like to send my greeting to my friends there. I greet you, thank you for keeping, thank you.
Oh, so nice, Elizabeth.
Yes, you can call me. I don't think Claire, the student of Ashenju Michael Orthodox Secondary School. My message to you is that form a group which makes you have good future. As they always say it, live the thoughts in love. Let's try to love others, love your parents, and make friends which are good. For God and my country, thank you.
My name is called Abola Patrick, S3 student. The advice I want to give you, American student, is if the teacher come to the class and teach you and you didn't understand some things, please, you go and consult the teacher. Thank you.
That's good advice. Anybody else?
I think that now.